Property Nerds.
Business insurance, knowing a great solicitor, law firm, whatever you want to call it, is absolutely pivotal. And I can't stress to you enough how important it is.
The Naughty Nerds Podcast. Weekly marketing tips and tricks for the true nerd in you.
Something that is overlooked is most definitely insurance when owning a business, when managing a business, when running a business, as well as having a great legal team that you can go to for advice, for counsel, and for any problems that arise during the time that you own a business or start up a business, right? There will always be times where things happen unexpectedly. The same with knowing a great HR person, because sometimes you don't plan for things to happen. It happens and you need to act on things very quickly, whether that be a complaint, whether that be someone not paying their invoice, whether they're being an arsehole for the sake of being an arsehole and you want to stop working with them as a client. Now, business insurance has been critical, right, for us as a business. We use a company called Superscript. They're in the UK. This isn't sponsored. This isn't an ad. It's just a fantastic company and an amazing broker that we use. We have loads of different cover with them. We have legal cover. We have indemnity cover. We also have cyber cover, public liability cover. We have loads of different covers that we have with them. We spend a couple of hundred pounds a month. It's not cheap, but it has been worth its weight in gold. I cannot tell you enough. And just like when you go and get car insurance and they say, do you want to add legal cover? Do you want to add no claims? Always say yes, please. And it goes the same for business insurance, right? As I said earlier, you never know when you might need a policy to pay out for a particular instance. And the great thing is about where we are now in the world, there are covers to cover you for pretty much anything when it comes to your business. If a client isn't very happy with your work and they refuse to pay their invoice, if it's over a certain amount, you can claim that money through your insurance, right? So absolutely fantastic and worth its weight in gold. We have had only a couple of instances, thankfully, touch wood, where we've had to go to a solicitor for advice, for counsel, and our insurance has paid out for the solicitor that we wanted. Sometimes what happens is when you have a legal policy or legal insurance policy, they will have a board of solicitors that you have to use, right? We are very thankful and very lucky that our insurance company allows us to use our own solicitor firm that we love and adore and are amazing, which know our business, right? And there have been a couple of instances where we've needed to rely on that, and it has just been absolutely fantastic. The value of having a good solicitor that you can go to edit terms and conditions, to edit contracts, to put non-disclosure agreements in place, to put referral agreements in place with one another is absolutely vital, because they know a lot more things than you do. And something that I've learned in the last 7 years of owning a business is to plan for things that you don't plan on happening, because you can do that. And if you do that, you are covered for the worst possible scenario. The great thing about anxiety is that you always plan for the worst thing that's going to happen, right? And by having an insurance policy ticks those boxes, as well as having a solid legal team that you can go to for advice, also ticks those boxes. So I would urge you to go and look, if you don't have already, look at Superscript. You can do a quote online. It's super easy. As I said, this isn't a sponsored video, podcast, or anything like that. They are offered just a fantastic, really, really, really good service. Even when we've had to go to them for advice before they actually start a claim, absolutely fantastic. We've only had to make 2 claims within 7 years. I'm very thankful for that. But those claims that we have made, we have needed to make, and the outcome of those have been fantastic, because they help and support you and provide you with regular updates, and their customer service is just absolutely second to none, something which I'm very, very, very passionate about. So by having that power team in place around you, for example, a great accountant, a great tax advisor, a great HR consultant, a great lawyer, insurance brokers, a wellness plan, a mindfulness plan, operations team, having all of those people around you is just setting you up for fantastic success. Just like a great accountant is worth its weight in gold, a solicitor is also lawyer, legal team, whatever you want to call it, attorney, is also worth their weight in gold, because they know, you know, the system of how it works, whether that be the courts, the small claims courts in the UK. I don't know how it works in America, but they know their way around and they know how to do things correctly, obviously within the law, but also to best advise you in your business. Law firms, I would advise staying away from big firms, mainly because they are very costly, but also you will be a number within the system, right? You probably will have a solicitor that you have direct access to, but you are a number in a system. And thankfully, our PR company that we work with recommended our lawyers, who are absolutely fantastic. And we have one or two points of contact. They're a very small boutique firm and they know our business inside out. So when we want to make changes to our terms and conditions, when we want to write a contract or a non-disclosure agreement or something, they know us, they know how we work, and they can sort of put that into a draft very quickly. And I think that's the problem with some of these companies that you can go on online and sort of use a template. They are great by all means and they're very cost effective. But to fathom out how a business works and complexities around that is, you know, a bit far out of the template that you can get from Law Depot or whatever they're called. So I would urge you to set up a policy at least. It will cost you a good amount of money, but it will be worth it 1,000 times in future if and when you do need it. It's the most valuable advice I think I've ever given this year so far on this channel and on these episodes, because it is absolutely vital. So please do go and do that. Have a look for some firms. You don't need to contact them if there are no things that you need them for, but create a little bit of a list, right, of the people that you can go to if and when something arises, because the worst thing that you don't want to do is you have a problem and you can't get hold of someone, or you're trying to find the firm and you're like, oh my God, what do I do? So my biggest piece of advice for 2024 is to ensure you have great insurance policies in place and have a fantastic legal team around you, accountants, tax advisors, to help and support you, especially as a startup or a small business or even a medium-sized business that doesn't have insurance policies. They are worth their weight in gold. I cannot tell you the thousands of pounds that we, probably tens of thousands of pounds that we have saved in legal costs by using our insurance to do so. We're not claiming every week or anything like that. We've claimed twice in 7 years, but those times we have needed to claim has been worth it. Yes, we could have paid for it as a business, but if you have a policy, then why not use it? It hasn't affected our premiums that much, which is always good. That aside, if you are wanting something to do in May, we are going to be in Zakopane in Poland at SEO Vibes by White Press. We're super excited. Jake and I are going to be talking on stage all about how we built our agency and the top 10 mistakes that agencies make in serving their clients in SEO and marketing. We're going to be doing beer pong on our stand, which is awesome. We're going to be sponsoring an after party and welcome drink. So a lot of alcohol is being consumed, but what better place to do that than in Poland with beautiful vodka? And I'm very, very, very excited. There'll be a link in the description below to book tickets. We have some exclusive discount codes as well. It would be great to see some of you there. I'm super looking forward to it. Jake, I think, is a little bit nervous because it's his first time speaking on stage in front of loads of people, but we are super excited and I absolutely can't wait. So hopefully we can see some of you there. But in the meantime, get those insurance policies set up. Find a good law firm that you can sort of lean on to help and to support you in your business. Stay awesome, stay safe, but most importantly, stay nerdy.